Welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. Good morning. My name's Tony Bush. I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's really good to have you back.
Thank you.
We've been flying on our own here for a few weeks, and it's good to have you back.
Thanks. So. Alabama was good.
Great. Okay.
Yep. And our guest this morning is Mr. Tom DeLugopolsky. Tom is a gentleman who has had a great experience in his life where he's owned and managed his own businesses, and he's worked in other larger corporations. And we're very proud to have him as a SCORE mentor in our SCORE chapter. So Tom's going to be our guest this morning. It's a great opportunity for you to call in with some questions about how you're running your business, some issues that you might be facing in your business, to get some experience and get some advice from Tom. And if you don't connect with Tom this morning, you can always connect with Tom anytime you'd like to just by contacting the SCORE chapter. We're going to get into contacting SCORE chapter in just a moment. But we want to tell you that the BizTalk program is brought to you each week for the benefit of the SCORE chapter by some sponsors who help put the program on the air. The SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chambers building, Fox Valley Chamber building in Appleton. And our chapter reaches from Appleton down through Oshkosh, down through Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors who help business owners and those who are aspiring to start a business to be successful. We have disciplines in our SCORE chapter ranging from IT, HR, manufacturing, accounting, cash flow, legal issues. If you are looking for some assistance.
Don't forget marketing, too.
Some of us
get involved with that. I mean, I always give you the plug for the cash flow. So
I should give you a plug. So we also have marketing, and that's usually brought to us by Randy Melzer. Thank you for that, Randy. But anyway, seriously, if you're looking for some help with your businesses, consider contacting SCORE. You can reach us at scorefoxcities.com. Again, that website is scorefoxcities.com.
He's been away for a while. You have to just kind of give him some time to get back in. There we go.
Get reprogrammed.
There we go.
And you can also reach us through the BizTalk program at biztalkwithscore.com.
Correct. There we go.
Thanks, Randy. We have some things that we do in a SCORE chapter beyond the mentoring. We have some seminars. We put on some presentations once in a while, and we have something coming up. Randy, you want to talk about that?
Right. You mentioned the fact that the SCORE chapter goes all the way through eight counties, which includes the Fond du Lac area down in the southern end. We are coming up with a program because we're trying to get new mentors, people who are willing to help out, people who are looking to start their businesses and so on. Those of you out there in the Fond du Lac area who have a good business experience, willing to share that now with people, we're going to do a special program. It's a free luncheon this Monday coming up on the 18th. It's going to be at the Oasis Restaurant on North Main Street in Fond du Lac. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. What we'll be doing is meeting with those of you who are interested and kind of give you a background of what's involved in becoming a SCORE mentor, what you need to learn, and how we present the programs to you. Again, that's going to be on Monday the 18th, coming up right away. So you've just got today and tomorrow to still register.
What time does that start?
It's at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be free. To register, would have you go out to the SCORE Fox Cities. Let's try it all over again. Now I can't get it right. Go out to our website at www.foxcities.score.org and go to the contact link and send us your name and phone number. We will register you for that program. But you need to do it right away, either today or Sunday. So if you're thinking about it, please contact us right away.
Now, Randy, if someone would like to show up and forgets to register, can they just show up? Would we welcome them with open arms to our information luncheon?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, right now, yes, we're happy to do that.
Sure.
There is some limited seating we can do, but right now I think we'll be able to accommodate some walk-ins.
That's great. And we are looking to build up the resources in the Fond du Lac area to service the requests that we get from the Fond du Lac area. We get quite a few requests from the Fond du Lac area.
We have a lot of need down there, people who are trying to start businesses and so on. The thing about the mentoring, of course, that we have from SCORE is that mentoring is free.
Yep.
And so we can offer you for a startup situation at least a good place to get your feet wet, find out what's going on. So for those of you who are interested in helping, please call us.
Great. Thanks, Randy. We also have a crowdfunding yesterday, today, and tomorrow presentation that our marketing guru is doing, Mr. Melzer.
Right. That's coming up on March the 20th. It'll be from 4 to 6 in the evening at the Chamber office. The price on that one is going to be $35 to register. Again, we'd ask you to go out to the SCORE website to register. It is up on that website. You can register, go through PayPal to take care of it. It's going to be on the idea of crowdfunding, which is a very, very interesting concept going on right now, using the internet as a way to raise funds for projects, small businesses, startups, and that type of thing. So we'll cover what the program used to be, what it's all about today, and how it's being used, and hopefully some of the ideas that will be coming up in the not-too-distant future, depending, of course, on what the SEC and some of the other regulatory bodies have to say about how this all works. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about crowdfunding, get the basics and find out how it might work for your business, again, please register at our website, and that is at www.foxcities.score.org.
Randy, one of the things that people... when they hear the term crowdfunding, this goes back way back. I mean, this goes back in history many, many hundreds of years back.
Right, right.
So there could be a stigma attached to the recall of crowdfunding. I would encourage people who are looking at maybe considering this to Google crowdfunding, learn a little bit about it, and understand that when a business is starting up, it's hard to get the cash from a bank. It's hard to qualify for a loan. There may not be enough equity money. This is one of those alternative funding sources that might work for the right business.
Correct. It's very specialized as far as how it's put together.
And it's legitimate.
But it's completely legit.
Yes.
They've cleaned up a lot of the
risk,
a lot of the con programs that were done way back in the 1800s.
In fact, there are middlemen, there are organizations, when people give their money to a business, they're giving the money to the middleman first.
Right.
And then when the business delivers, the money's released and so on. So there's much less risk of conning and theft.
There's much more reviewing of your project. There's enough buffers that keep the money away from the person requesting it until they meet their goals.
Right.
And once they do, then the funds are released. Or if they don't, it's returned back to the investor.
Well, two more things quickly. If you're a local person in the Oshkosh or Appleton market, just like in Fond du Lac, and you'd like to volunteer your time to help business owners as a SCORE mentor, please contact us at foxcities.score.org. We'd be very happy to speak with you. In fact, we're going to be having an informational luncheon. We can arrange a luncheon in the Fox Cities area for more people interested in being a mentor. And we are looking for more mentors because we do have an increased demand for mentoring or helping people with business issues.
Right. There'll be more about that luncheon here in the Appleton area coming out. We'll probably have something by next week for you.
Yep. And the other thing is BizTalk, we work to bring the business strategies and business experiences to you every weekend. This is a how-to program. And we are looking to increase the number of sponsors that we have for our program. I'll mention our sponsors in a moment. And we do a lot to help promote those sponsors. And usually the sponsors would be a business, like a bank or an attorney firm, an accounting firm. If you're interested in being a sponsor of BizTalk, give us a call or contact us at foxcities.score.org. And we'll get back to you and show you the benefits of being a sponsor for the BizTalk program. It does do a lot to bring additional awareness to your business and additional business to your business because a lot of people who are listening to the SCORE chapter to the BizTalk program are in business. So with that, I'd like to just recite the sponsors who help bring the program to you. They're Fox Communities Credit Union. We thank them for being a sponsor every weekend. And we encourage you to patronize Fox Communities Credit Union. Albertson Haling CPA Firm. Kurt Haling has been involved with our SCORE chapter for probably 4 or 5 years now, and we really enjoy having Kurt because he brings a lot of expertise in the accounting area through presentations and even on BizTalk itself. We also want to thank Kevin Eisman and his business team of lawyers at Epiphany Law. It's a great law firm. It's a boutique law firm. They specialize just in business law. They don't get into personal injury cases or any other types of law, divorce. They just work on business law. And if you have a question about your business, a contract, or something legal about your business, contact Epiphany Law. In fact, Kevin Eisman has a little arrangement going where he has to eat lunch every day. So if you're willing to take him to lunch and you buy lunch, he'll talk law, but he won't eat at one of those fast food.
Yeah, he said McDonald's is out.
Yeah.
So,
but it's not real expensive, but you'd enjoy the time with Kevin anyway. We also want to thank eBiz Results. They're located in Oshkosh. eBiz Results is the company that helped us build, they did build our website for biztalkwithscore.com. We want to thank them for that. They've done a great job, and they help support that website. And we also want to thank Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program in his biweekly periodical called Business News. If you have not subscribed to Business News, you really should. For $20 a year, every other week, you get a periodical in the mail that updates you on what's going on in the business climate, the business environment in East Central Wisconsin. It can be good for your business. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll introduce Tom. And we'll have a great conversation on based on his experience and the wisdom he can bring to our program and to you. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to BizTalk this morning. My name is Tony Bush. Randy Melzer in the studio. And our guest this morning is Mr. Tom DeLugopolsky. Tom has a pretty stellar career in business. He's a SCORE mentor in the Fox Cities chapter. We wanted to feature him this morning because I think it demonstrates the quality of the mentors that we have in our chapter, and we work pretty hard to be sure that we have mentors who are disciplined, who are knowledgeable, who relate well with clients. Good morning, Tom.
Top of the morning to both of you.
Good morning, Tom. Good to have you here.
Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up, your background, maybe the businesses you own. Just give us a little background history on Tom.
Well, I was born and raised in Marinette, Wisconsin, and went to grade school, high school there, followed up with attending Marquette University in Milwaukee and graduating from there back in the 50s. With a major in accounting and a minor in economics and finance. That was followed 2 years later by meeting my wife on a blind date and got married in 1958, so we will be celebrating 55 years of wedding bliss.
Well, congratulations on that one. Yes.
That's great.
Thank you. My first job out in the industry was with what was known then as Bisiris Erie Company in South Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. They're now owned by Caterpillar Tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, went to work 5 years later with a financial guru who had a penthouse in New York City. And he had owned 13 companies. I was involved with three of them as assistant secretary and treasurer of three of those in the Midwest here, and served there as for 3.5 years in his expanding of his businesses from small to big. He consolidated some of his smaller companies, and I had an opportunity to go to work with Chrysler Corporation.
Okay.
So in 1965, I hooked up with the Marine Industrial Products Division of Chrysler Corporation, which was operating an outboard facility here in Hartford, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I worked with them as assistant controller for 7 years when Mr. Lee Iacocca came on board, I got into upper management and became director of procurement and materials management.
That must have been a big job.
That was a tremendous job with several plants involved in Marysville, Michigan, as well as in Canada and the U.S. side of the of the business.
So you've got experience in the international market as well as the national?
That's correct.
Okay. And with a trainer like Mr. Iacocca to work for, that must have been an interesting experience.
That was a very interesting experience because, for example, he had a very good way of having a, quote, give-back program. And
okay.
for three consecutive years, instead of he increasing our salary, we went and donated to his cause.
Ah, okay.
Which was 10% each year. And when that got to a total of 30%, my wife and I said it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work with Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Company.
Okay.
Also in director of purchasing and procurement and supplier management. And that was a very exciting and rewarding experience where 42 executives spent a week learning all about just-in-time manufacturing systems.
Okay.
And Arthur Anderson conducted training for us at the top of what was then known as the First Wisconsin National Bank.
Tallest building in town.
Tallest building in town. I don't know if it's there yet anymore.
I've been on the top floor.
Okay. That's still there.
It's still there. Well, a recruiter came hunting after me after 4.5 years, and we found ourselves leaving Wisconsin for Holland, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and went to work with Hayworth Office Furniture Systems, again carrying the knowledge that I learned in procurement and supplier quality management and lifted that into the systems in at Hayworth in Holland, Michigan. And it was at that location that my wife and I got tired of the snows and cold weather. In Holland, Michigan, the average snowfall is 124 inches.
Snowfall?
Snowfall.
Snowfall, okay.
Snows every day.
So you moved to Wisconsin where the weather was better.
No, we had some neighbors that were living next door to us who moved to Greenville, South Carolina.
Ah, okay.
And they convinced us to move to Greenville, South Carolina. And it was there when I decided to go and begin investigating my own company business. And I hooked up with the technical colleges in both Greenville and Spartanburg, South Carolina, and began to develop curriculum for them because a number of companies that I was very well familiar with, like Square D Company, Johnson Controls, were moving south, and I was developing curriculum both in just-in-time manufacturing systems as well as problem-solving, as well as basic statistical process controls, and developing those curriculum and then teaching the course all in adult education. In some cases, in most cases, I should say, non-credited courses. After developing a pretty good contact with them, I found myself that the finances needed to go and have a little bit more cash flowing through the checkbook, and I had to go back and seek out full-time employment. And that's when I hooked up with Singer Furniture Company, which had plants in the Carolinas as well as in Virginia. And I became back full-time employed as a director of procurement for three plants in the Carolinas. And following that activity, I met up with several people in the ISO 9000 quality management system arena, and they convinced me to get my certification in the RAB quality management system auditing activities, which I did. And then my wife and I seriously said in 1993, let's incorporate a business. At that time, it was known as Customized Quality Solutions because all of my efforts were focused on the ISO 9000 quality management systems, as well as the heavy-duty truck and auto standards, which at that time was known as QS 9000. Mm-hmm. Today it's TS 16949. And then,
okay. For those of you in the auto industry or trucking industry, probably that rings some bells.
Yes, it should. If it doesn't, you better call SCORE and I'll talk to you about it.
All right.
So I did registration audits for a company in Pittsburgh as part of my small business. But let's get into the small business activity because this is where my wife and I found out about SCORE.
Okay.
In Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay, so you had been a member of SCORE out there prior to coming here.
That is correct.
Okay.
I shouldn't say a member. I just attended one of their seminars.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The five simple steps that we have today in five different sessions in Roanoke at that time, it was an eight-hour seminar put on with the five disciplines that we have over here.
Got it.
And my wife and I took that and launched ourselves into it. We hired the attorney that took care of helping us set up our business. Mm-hmm. I already had plenty of banking experience and financing with many banks throughout the country and in Canada. I had no problem in getting a line of credit because I might add, over the years, my wife and I have owned 13 different residential properties. Mm-hmm. And so we've had mortgages on those in a good relationship. And so the line of credit was established and everything went well.
Good.
Oh, good.
We're going to take a quick break, Tom. We'll come back on the other side, and then we'll start asking some questions.
Thank you.
Invite the audience to call in with some questions as well. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Tom DeLugopolsky, a very experienced businessman who's had some very high corporate experience as well as owning his own business. And we were hearing about his background before the break. If you'd like to give us a call and ask Tom a question about your business or about some of the experiences he might have had to provide some guidance for you or some ideas, and you're in the Appleton area, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, use the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150. Tom, before the break, we were talking about your career and kind of coming to the small business part where you and your wife decided to really get into small business. And during your recap of your life experiences, you mentioned that you'd seen the Simple Steps program in those disciplines in Virginia, but now we have a formal Simple Steps program in SCORE. How important are the four or five disciplines of that to a business owner in your mind?
Well, Randy would be happy to go and talk about marketing, I'm sure. I might add that when we formed our business was formed with my wife as the principal stockholder. That was by design for a minority-owned company.
Okay.
So small businesses should think about some advantages that you have with customers out there that are looking to fulfill a certain requirement to do business with minority-owned companies.
So okay. if a company is doing work for the government, for example, the government requires those companies to do work with minority-owned companies.
Correct.
And a female is a minority-owned company.
Exactly. And okay. I might also add that in the government itself is seeking out minority-owned companies
okay.
to go and process their various services that they're in need of.
Right. When you look, even if you look out at the SCORE website, there's connections there that you can go to learn how to market with government organizations, market to them actually as far as they're becoming one of your clients.
Correct. So. Correct.
It's a very good, it's a very, very excellent source yep. for small businesses mm-hmm. to look at.
Exactly. Now, besides marketing, as I talked about finance and money backing, it's very important that when you do find a financial institution, whether it be bank or credit union or angel investors, et cetera, that you want to be sure that you are meeting with them regularly to identify how we are moving forward with our business plan.
And the plan, I don't want to get ahead of you, but that plan ought to have some metrics in or measuring points, and that's what you're going to visit about.
Exactly. And a number of people in the clients that I've been mentoring, they don't understand the activity of creating a business plan, and you're not going to get any money from any financial institution
right.
without a business plan.
Right. Even if you're thinking of going, like we were mentioning there, on crowdfunding, we were talking about or investments where you're talking about an equity funding, you still have got to have that business plan to
right.
be able to show people what you plan to do.
Exactly. I had the very high pleasure of having a client come in and meet with me at the SCORE offices last week who had three beautiful colored folders, separate business plan, separate marketing plan, and a separate cash flow
projection. Yeah.
Projection and all set up.
Okay.
So I didn't have to give many materials from the SCORE office.
Wonderful. This is our goal usually is to get to that point.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I'd like to just emphasize and interject here that SCORE doesn't just work with startup companies. SCORE will work with existing companies
absolutely.
Who are having issues or want to grow their company or need to contract a little bit.
Exactly.
We will work with startups as well as existing companies.
Right. And yesterday in my mentoring activity was a existing company.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
But he had no concept of tax planning.
Oh, dear.
And so we spent over an hour and a half just on tax planning. And what becomes involved. And so he's got a combination, by the way, of what we would call W-2 earnings as well as 1099 earnings.
Right, right.
As well as his own company. And he also is a landlord who owns several properties. So that
wow.
tax income tax planning is very, very much in
right.
It's necessary.
Yeah,
to
necessary.
You know, the problem that you face is at the end of the year, if you haven't done some planning, the tax
late.
Man cometh. And
now you've got to plan for next year.
Well, but the problem is that you have to pay that, and there's right. there's that's money out of your business
right.
that
yeah.
takes out money out of your cash flow that can cripple a business if you're not paying attention to the game.
And when we talk about cash flow, the individual entities in government don't necessarily need us to invest in them
mm-hmm.
because we don't necessarily get a representative payback
mm-hmm.
of services to us. So it is very disheartening to me where people go and say, I got big money coming back at the end of the year. And I said, but you didn't go and have a good cash flow projection.
Right.
And you could have used X number of dollars and avoided this
yeah.
difficulty
yeah.
where you didn't go and spend money on marketing because
right.
you didn't have the money.
Right. We always wonder about that. People think that getting this money back at the end of the year is such a wonderful thing. Why are you lending money that you could use to the government for 12 months? Doesn't make sense to me. Little cash flow management, a lot of tax planning, and that money is there for you to use now rather than waiting for it to come back as a, quote, refund. I mean, that's just getting your own money back.
Another item that I find that in mentors that come of new people, they are unaware or are not sure should they register with the state of Wisconsin as being in business, let alone the federal government. And they don't know should they incorporate as a C-Corp, as an LLC, partnership, proprietor, or what have you. And so I've spent a lot of time with that.
Yeah, and that again is one of the things we try to spend in one fact one whole session of the Simple Steps program covers just that those questions. What's the difference between and why you would want to do that? And we try to bring in a tax expert to be able to answer those questions because that's the biggest problem is the tax liabilities.
And I think, by the way, for our score, Simple Steps, the $25 fee that we charge.
For each session
is minimal from the standpoint of the payback that you get.
There's no question, Tom, that in my experience working with business owners, that if they spend money on a budget, on a business plan, tax planning, they get that back. They will get that back many times over just in 1 year. But too many business owners tend to look at that as a cost for something that they probably aren't going to use. And just a quick comment on business plans. When I was a banker, did that for 30 years, business owners would bring in a business plan to get the loan. After the first year was over with and the line of credit needed to be renewed and the relationship continued between the bank and the business owner, the business plan still sat on the shelf and never got revived. It was like a ticket to get into a movie, but you never used it again. That's really not the purpose of a business plan. It needs to be updated and monitored every month because it changes. You open your business one day, your business plan changed a little bit. 30 days, it changed quite a bit. A year, it changed a whole lot. So you have to stay on top of that.
In the first 5 years, Fran and I being in our own business in Virginia, we met with the lead banker. In some cases, it was a vice president. I've known him for years, as a luncheon meeting to go over that and measure the progress of our business plan, actual, if you will, versus budget.
Yes. Exactly.
And how often did you meet with him?
Quarterly.
Okay.
And we stopped business plans after the 5 years. We were well on our way. In fact, he would come back to me and say, hey, when are you going to go and take some money out of your line of credit?
Borrow, Tom.
I can't make money on you.
Right.
Well, with that, we have to take another quick break here. This is our last break in the program. We'll come back in the final segment and wrap up with Tom. I hope you're enjoying it, and I'll give out the phone numbers again. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our final segment of BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Tom DeLugopolsky, a SCORE mentor, a very experienced business person, owned his own business. He's traveled around the country, worked for some high companies, big companies, Chrysler, very large firms. But you bring a lot of experience. And, Tom, one of the things that I picked up on and as you were reciting your background and your experiences, you're also a teacher.
That is correct.
You did curriculum development out in Virginia or Carolina?
In the Carolinas.
Yeah. And you have a knack for being able to take these theories and these ideas and the things that people need to know and help them apply them. I think it might have been Benjamin Franklin said, if you have a good idea and you don't use it, you're wasting it. It's just a wasted. It's not, the value of an idea lies in using it.
There's no doubt about that. And practice makes perfect.
And which means you have to fail a few times.
Exactly.
And failure is how we learn. We don't learn so much from our successes. We learn more from our failures if we're listening. But your skill is basically to teach. And you talked about a couple of clients you met with this past week. I've been on a client venture with you. You and I together met with a gentleman.
Yes, we did.
And that gentleman wasn't ready to be taught yet.
That's correct.
How are they ready to be taught? When do they know they're ready to be taught?
I think they're ready to be taught when they finally admit to themselves that they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And you presented to them an outline of what you can do for them. You've identified the objectives that you intend to go and focus on. You developed a mission for them. And, in fact, in the mentoring case, you want to make sure that company has a mission statement.
Absolutely.
For themselves.
Do they know what their goal is?
Do they know what their goal is? Right. So those two items are key in developing that rapport with that client.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, as is our tradition at the BizTalk program, we ask our guests to leave a pearl of wisdom or some sort of words of wisdom for the listening audience. A little tip that you think might be helpful for the listening audience. Would you like to share one or two of those with us?
Yes, I would. way back, I think it was in the Michigan experience, the private owner of that company used the term that he expected all of his associates to use, and that is to have pride in your daily actions. However, the word pride is not, in his case, being defined in him as what the dictionary says, Mr. Webster and Company, but rather identified as P, standing for personal, the R standing for responsibility, the I standing for in, the D standing for delivery, and the E standing for excellence.
Okay.
So if you're going to go into business, be sure that you are ready to deliver, not half-hearted training, not half-hearted lawn mowing, but excellent service.
The rest takes care of itself.
That is correct.
But yeah, the key though that you keep saying there was the personal responsibility. That's the thing that people have to take today. If you're going to start a business, you're going to be in business, you have to be willing to address that personal responsibility to be able to have that pride.
And mm-hmm. I think we could go and improve our training in our elementary schools and high schools and colleges by using that definition of pride.
That's a great idea, yeah. Tom. It's a great definition. I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Tom.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to your participation, continued participation in the SCORE chapter in Appleton. Thank you for being a member of our chapter. And again, if anyone out there is interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, please give us an email at foxcities.score.org. We'd be very happy to talk to you. Well, that's a wrap of our program.
Yeah. The only other quick thing I would say is those of you who are veterans out there, if you are interested in taking part in any programs, they're free for you.
Good. Randy, we got to run, but we'll be talking to you again next week. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.